You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Low-income homeowners in Detroit and Wayne County could get help in delinquent property taxes through a plan called Pay As You Stay. As described to us by Wayne County Executive Warren Evans last week, this plan allows county treasurers to significantly reduce the back taxes owed by homeowners who qualify for a state-mandated property exemption.
I'm not going to miss the revenue when compared to having more stable neighborhoods and more people being able to avoid foreclosure with their homes.
Now, if it works, thousands of Wayne County homeowners who face foreclosure could keep their homes. But for this plan to happen, the state legislature must approve, and not everybody's on board with the plan.
The sense is from those who have been involved that, yeah, there are a number of treasurers that see value in this and think it will be good, and there are some others that probably are opposed, or at least at this point don't know enough about it to be in agreement. But, you know, there's certainly ways to do that. And, you know, one of them is to, you know, make it applicable to counties above a certain population or in a certain geographic area. It doesn't have to be a wholesale thing for the entire state. And we certainly don't want to force anything on people that don't want it. But it's certainly something that would be beneficial here.
Well, let's get the view from the west side of Michigan as we turn to Kalamazoo County Treasurer Mary Balkema, who's also co-chair of the Legislative Committee for the Michigan Association of County Treasurers. So, Mary, what do you think of Pay As You Stay?
Well, currently there is remedy under the law to get a poverty exemption. It's MCL, Michigan Compiled Law, 211.7U. So I know the Mayor Duggan is sending out 188,000 pieces of mail that will instruct people on how to get the poverty exemption, and that will be for the year 2019. So what we really need, in addition to his legislation, is a fix in the law to allow the poverty exemption to go back a year. So some folks forget to fill it out, don't know it's available, and they really qualify. So that would give additional relief.
But what about that plan?
You know, I was looking at the Step Forward Michigan data, and in Wayne County, $110 million has been given to homeowners for back mortgage payments, back tax payments, and back condo payments. And some of those folks, after their taxes and payments were 100% caught up, they are back with delinquent taxes. I think the Step Forward numbers, the $110 million that went to people in Wayne County over the last 3 years, a number of those people are in tax foreclosure all over again. I think people do not change their behavior quickly enough to get out of debt and poverty and tax foreclosure. So I think it's really important for folks to get on a payment plan and pay their taxes every single month. However, there's thousands that have not. And so I think this legislation should be specific to Wayne County, or it should be geographically specific. There's a lot of pushback from smaller counties that this should be not mandated, but it should be an option. If it's not county or population specific, we could have this plan in our county, or we could not.
So, which certainly from that clip we heard with Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, it seems like he's certainly open to that. He said that, you know, we don't want to force anything on people that don't want it. What are your concerns about the structure of this Pay As You Stay plan?
A few things. Our number one goal as county treasurers is to keep people in their homes. We don't, however, want a system that creates an incentive for folks not to pay their tax bills. So if you're not paying your tax bill and this would be something that could happen, we want that to be the exception, and it really needs to be needs-based. But currently, there is remedy under the law, so maybe we need to get more information out to people to get the poverty exemption. And to be eligible for the poverty exemption, you have to live in your home, and we need to know that you're in poverty, so you should have your tax return done. We give free tax preparation assistance in Kalamazoo. Seniors and certain disabled homeowners can ask for a deferment. So you can ask for a deferment on your bill if you are, you know, in poverty. That's currently under the law. Disabled veterans can get a complete 100% exemption. So that's currently. You can get a property tax credit on your Michigan income taxes. So that is currently under the law. And if your assessment's too high, you can appeal the value at the March Board of Review. So we really want folks to take advantage of all of that.
So am I hearing you say, you know what, there's a lot of help that's already on the books in the law, that maybe this particular bill isn't needed?
Well, I think it goes a little bit too far, because once the taxes are turned over to the Wayne County Treasurer, he writes a check to all those taxing jurisdictions to make them whole so they can operate. So let's say he shells out $50 million. Well, he's borrowing money to do that, and then he's going to collect from the delinquent taxpayers with interest. So if he reduces all of that interest, he still has to pay back those delinquent tax anticipation notes, and now he's not going to have money to do that. So I'm not a huge fan, but I agree there needs to be some remedy just with the volume in Wayne County.
So would county treasurers oppose any kind of bill along this line, or could you see a way to support it with changes? And if so, what kind of changes?
Yes, we could support it with changes. First, with a geographic limit, or a population limit. Second, to have the poverty exemption have a one-year look back. So you would get it for 19, and if you missed 18 and you really deserved it, you would get it for 18 as well. So we want the poverty exemption to have a look back, and if you're 100% disabled veterans, you have to get it for the current year. You have to apply every year, and some folks miss it. And so then they get the full tax bill. We would like a look back period on the veterans exemption as well.
And population, what about population?
Yeah, maybe to a certain population, 750,000 counties above or a million. So we would like to put a population cap in there and then add those two more things, and we'll get that to the legislature, and then it's way more palatable.
We've been talking for years about this problem of foreclosures in Wayne County and in Detroit.
Yes.
Can you give us a sense of property tax foreclosures in other parts of the state? I guess I'm wondering, is this on the radar? Is it a concern for other county treasurers the way it is for Detroit and for Wayne County?
Certainly the number of foreclosures have been going down since the 2008 housing crisis, but the numbers in Wayne County totally match all of the foreclosures in the rest of the state. So the magnitude is very, very large. The Detroit Land Bank owns more parcels than the complete parcel count in Kalamazoo County, just to give you a comparison. They own 100,000 parcels. We have totally in our whole county with 270,000 people, 100,000 parcels. So the magnitude is great.
We have been talking with Kalamazoo County Treasurer Mary Balcoma, who's also co-chair of the Legislative Committee for the Michigan Association of County Treasurers. I want to thank you for spending time with us on Stateside, Mary.
Thank you so much.